This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today arrived in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on a two-day visit. He thanked the Deputy Minister for Protocol Affairs, Abdul Majid Al Samari, for the warm reception in Riyadh. During the two-day visit, Dr. Jaishankar will take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, Foreign Ministers meeting. He is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from GCC member countries. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Berlin, Germany, for a two-day visit from Tuesday. This will be his third bilateral visit to Berlin. Both India and Germany share a robust strategic partnership, and Germany is one of India's prominent trading partners and among the largest foreign direct investors. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet German Federal Foreign Minister, as well as the leadership and other ministers from the German government, with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations between India and Germany. Dr. Jaishankar will thereafter travel to Geneva, Switzerland for an official visit from the 12th of this month. Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will embark on an official visit to India beginning today. During the visit, the Crown Prince will meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The visit aims to further strengthen the already robust ties between the United Arab Emirates and India. Sheikh Khalid will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business leaders, and prominent economic partners from the UAE. During his stay, the Crown Prince is scheduled to engage in discussions with senior officials in India. In addition to high-level meetings, Sheikh Khalid will participate in several activities that showcase the strong economic and cultural bonds shared by the UAE and India. With the completion of nomination and withdrawal process for the first phase and completion of scrutiny of papers for the second phase of assembly polls, the electioneering in Jammu and Kashmir has picked up pace. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP has launched an aggressive campaign to support its assembly election candidates. Our correspondent reported that the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address public rallies in Ramban and Banihal today. So far, two national leaders, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Leader of the Opposition of the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, have visited Jammu and Kashmir. In the coming week, more national leaders are expected to canvass in the Union Territory. With the first phase of the assembly elections scheduled for the 18th of this month, other prominent leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President J.P. Nadda, Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Nitin Gadkari, Manohar Lal Khattar, G. Kishan Reddy, and others are expected to hit the campaign trail in the coming days. The second phase of voting will take place on September 25th, followed by the third on October 1st. The result will be declared on October 8th. Death toll in the incident of building collapse in Lucknow has reached 8 after 3 more bodies recovered from the debris. 28 people are injured and they have been admitted to different hospitals. Yesterday, 5 bodies were recovered initially, while 3 more bodies were found under the debris during the rescue operation at night. Teams of NDRF and SDRF, along with police and administration, are doing the rescue work. The 3-story building named Harmilap collapsed yesterday evening in Transport Nagar area. President Draupadi Murmu today extended greetings to the citizens, especially the people of Odisha, on the occasion of an agricultural festival, Nuakhai. In a social media post, the president said, "This festival is an occasion to express gratitude to the farmers of the country." The president wished that this festival brings happiness and prosperity in everyone's life. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, with one last event lined up for India, Pooja Ojha is set to compete in the semi-finals of the women's kayak single 200 meters KL1 event in Kanyu today. India have climbed to the 16th spot in the medals tally with a total of 29 medals, including 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze. Yesterday, Navdeep Singh claimed gold in the men's javelin throw F41 event after the Iranian athlete who had initially finished first was disqualified for unsporting or improper conduct. And that is the end of this news bulletin.